The GPS wouldn't allow adjustment on the fly, a liability issue. O'Donnell pulled over and stopped and altered the destination from the Beverly Wilshire to the Hertz lot at LAX. The unit took the change in its stride. There was a second's delay while a calculating route bar spooled up, and then the patient voice came back and told O'Donnell to turn around and head west instead of east, toward the 405 instead of the 5. Traffic was okay through the subdivisions and heavy on the freeway. Progress was slow.
"Tell me about yesterday," Reacher said to Nagley.
"What about it?"
"What you did."
"I flew into LAX and rented the car, drove to the hotel in Wilshire, checked in, worked for an hour. Then I drove up to the Denny's on Sunset, waited for you."
"You must have been tailed all the way from the airport."
"Clearly. The question is, why?"
"No, that's the second question. The first question is, how? Who knew when and where you were coming in?"
"The cop, obviously. He put a flag against my name, and Homeland Security tipped him off as soon as I bought my ticket."
"Okay, why?"
"He's working on Franz. L.A. County deputies. I'm a known associate."
"We all are."
"I was the first to arrive."
"So are we suspects?"
"Maybe, in the absence of any others."
"How stupid are they?"
"They're about normal. Even we looked at known associates if we struck out everywhere else."
Reacher said, "You do not mess with the special investigators."
"Correct," Nagley said. "But we just messed with the L.A. County deputies. Big time. I hope they don't have a similar slogan."
"You can bet your ass they do."
LAX was a gigantic, sprawling mess. Like every airport Reacher had ever seen, it was permanently half-finished. O'Donnell threaded through construction zones and perimeter roads and made it to the car rental returns. The different organizations were all lined up, the red one, the green one, the blue one, and finally the Hertz yellow. O'Donnell parked on the end of a long nose-to-tail line, and a guy in a company jacket rushed up and scanned a barcode in the rear window with a handheld reader. That was it. Vehicle returned, rental over, chain broken.
"Now what?"
O'Donnell said. Nagley said,
"Now we take the shuttle bus to the terminal and we find a cab. Then we check out of the hotel, and the two of us come back here with my Mustang. Reacher can find a new hotel and start work on those numbers, okay?"
But Reacher didn't reply. He was staring across the lot, through the rental office's plate glass windows, at the line of people inside. He was smiling.
"What?"
Nagley said.
"Reacher, what?"
"In there. Fourth in line, see her?"
"Who?"
"Small woman, dark hair. I'm pretty sure that's Carla Dixon."
Chapter 23 Reacher and Nagley and O'Donnell hurried across the lot, getting surer with every step. By the time they were 10 feet from the office windows, they were absolutely certain it was Carla Dixon. She was unmistakable. Dark and comparatively small, a happy woman who thought the worst of people. She was right there, now third in line. Her body language said she was simultaneously impatient with and resigned to the wait. As always, she looked relaxed, but never quite still. Always burning energy, always giving the impression that 24 hours in the day were not enough for her. She was thinner than Reacher remembered. She was dressed in tight black jeans and a black leather jacket. Her thick black hair was cut short. She had a black leather Tumi roll-on next to her, and a black leather briefcase slung across her shoulder. Then, as if she felt their gazes on her back, she turned around and looked straight at them. Nothing much in her face, as if she had last seen them minutes ago instead of years ago. She smiled a brief smile. The smile was a little sad, as if she already knew what was happening. Then she jerked her head at the clerks behind the counter as if to say, "I'll be right there, but you know how it is with civilians." Reacher pointed at himself and Nagley and O'Donnell and held up four fingers and mouthed, "Get a four-seat car." Dixon nodded again and turned back to wait. Nagley said,
"This is kind of biblical. People keep coming back to life."
"Nothing biblical about it," Reacher said. "Our assumptions were wrong, is all." A fourth clerk came out of a back office and took up station behind the counter. Dixon went from being third in line to being served within about 30 seconds. Reacher saw the pink flash of a New York driver's license and the platinum flash of a credit card changing hands. The clerk typed, and Dixon signed a bunch of stuff and then received a fat yellow packet and a key. She hoisted her briefcase and grabbed her roll-on and headed for the exit. She stepped out to the sidewalk. She stood in front of Reacher and Nagley and O'Donnell and looked at each of them in turn with a level, serious gaze, said,
"Sorry I'm late to the party, but then it's not really much of a party, is it?"
"What do you know so far?" Reacher asked her. Dixon said,
"I only just got your messages. I didn't want to wait around in New York for a direct flight. I wanted to be on the move. First flight out was through Las Vegas. I had a 2-hour layover there, so I made some calls and did some running around, some checking, and I found out that Sanchez and Orozco are missing. It seems that about 3 weeks ago they just vanished off the face of the earth."
Chapter 24. Hertz had given Dixon a Ford 500, which was a decent-sized four-seat sedan. She put her bags in the trunk and climbed in the driver's seat. Nagley sat next to her in the front, and Reacher and O'Donnell squeezed in the back. Dixon started up and left the airport, heading north on Sepulveda. She talked for the first 5 minutes. She had been working undercover as a new hire at a Wall Street brokerage house. Her client was a major institutional investor worried about illegalities. Like all undercover operatives who want to survive, she had stuck religiously to her cover, which meant she could afford no contact with her regular life. She couldn't call her office on her brokerage-supplied cell or on her brokerage-supplied landline from her brokerage-supplied corporate apartment or get her email on her brokerage-supplied BlackBerry. Eventually, she had checked in clandestinely from a Port Authority payphone and found the long string of increasingly desperate 1030s on her machine. So she had ditched her job and her client and headed straight for JFK and jumped on America West. From the Vegas airport, she had called Sanchez and Orozco and gotten no reply. Worse, their voicemail was full, which was a bad sign. So she had cabbed over to their offices and found them deserted, with 3 weeks' worth of mail backed up behind the door. Their neighbors hadn't seen them in a long time.
"So that's it," Reacher said. "Now we know for sure. It's just the four of us left."
Then Nagley talked for 5 minutes. She gave the same kind of clear, concise briefing she had given 1,000 times before. No wasted words, no omitted details. She covered all the hard intelligence and all the speculation from Angela Frounds' first phone call onward. The autopsy report, the small house in Santa Monica, the trashed Culver City office, the flash memories, the New Age building, O'Donnell's arrival, the dead dog, the unfortunate attack on the L.A. County deputy outside Swan's house in Santa Ana, the subsequent decision to ditch the Hertz cars to derail the inevitable pursuit.
"Well, that part is taken care of, at least," Dixon said. "Nobody's following us now, so this car is clean, for the time being."
"Conclusions?" Reacher asked. Dixon thought for 300 yards of slow boulevard traffic. Then she slid onto the 405, the San Diego freeway, but heading north, away from San Diego, toward Sherman Oaks and Van Nuys.
"One conclusion, mainly," she said. "This wasn't about Franz calling only some of us because he assumed only some of us would be available. And it wasn't about him calling only some of us because he underestimated the extent of his problem. Franz was way too smart for that. And too cautious now, apparently, what with the kid and all. So we need to shift the paradigm. Look at who's here and who isn't. I think this was about Franz calling only those of us who could get to him in a big hurry. Real fast. Swan, obviously, because he was right here in town, and then Sanchez and Orozco because they were only an hour or so away in Vegas. The rest of us were no good to him, because we were all at least a day away. So this is about speed and panic and urgency, the kind of thing where half a day makes a difference.
Specifically? Reacher asked.
No idea. It's a shame you burned the first 11 passwords. We could have seen what information was new or different.
O'Donnell said,
It's got to be the names. They were the only hard data.
Numbers can be hard data, too, Dixon said.
Well, you'll go blind figuring them out.
Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes numbers speak to me.
These won't.
There was quiet in the car for a moment. Traffic was moving okay. Dixon stayed on the 405 and blew through the intersection with the 10.
Where are we headed? She asked.
Nagley said,
Let's go to the Chateau Marmont. It's out of the way and discreet.
And expensive, Reacher said.
Something in his tone made Dixon take her eyes off the road and glance behind her. Nagley said,
Reacher's broke. I'm not surprised, Dixon said. He hasn't worked in 9 years.
He didn't do much when he was in the army, either, O'Donnell said. Why change the habit of a lifetime?
He's sensitive about other people paying for him, Nagley said.
Poor baby, Dixon said.
Reacher said,
I'm just trying to be polite.
Dixon stayed on the 405 until Santa Monica Boulevard. Then she struck out north and east, aiming to pass through Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, and to hit sunset right at the base of Laurel Canyon.
Mission statement, she said. You do not mess with the special investigators. The four of us here have to make that stick on behalf of the four of us who aren't here. So we need a command structure and a plan and a budget.
Nagley said,
I'll take care of the budget. Can you? This year alone, there's $7 billion of Homeland Security money washing around the private system. Some of it comes our way in Chicago, and I own half of whatever part of it sticks in our books. So are you rich? Richer than I was when I was a sergeant.
We'll get it back anyway, O'Donnell said. People get killed for love or money, and our guys sure as hell didn't get killed for love. So there's money in this somewhere.
So are we agreed on Nagley staking the budget?
Dixon asked.
What is this, a democracy? Reacher said.
Temporarily. Are we agreed?
Four raised hands, two majors and a captain, letting a sergeant pick up the tab.
Okay, the plan, Dixon said.
Command structure first, O'Donnell said. Can't put the cart before the horse.
Okay, I nominate Reacher for CEO.
Me too, O'Donnell said.
Me three,
Nagley said,
like it always was.
Can't do it, Reacher said. I hit that cop. If it comes to it, I'm going to have to put my hands up for it and leave the rest of you to carry on without me. Can't have a CEO in that position.
Dixon said,
Let's cross that bridge if we come to it.
We're coming to it, Reacher said, for sure. Tomorrow or the next day at the latest.
Maybe they'll let it go.
Dream on. Would we have let it go?
Maybe he'll be too shamefaced to report it.
He doesn't have to report it. People will notice. He's got a busted window and a busted nose.
Does he even know who you are?
He put Nagley's name in the machine. He was tailing us. He knows who we are.
You can't put your hands up for it, O'Donnell said. You'll go to jail.
If it comes to it, you'll have to get out of town. Can't do that. If they don't get me, they'll come after you and Nagley as accessories. We don't want that. We need boots on the ground here.
We'll get you a lawyer. A cheap one.
No, a good one, Dixon said. Whatever, I'll still be preoccupied, Reacher said.
Nobody spoke.
Reacher said, Nagley should be CEO.
I decline.
You can't decline. It's an order.
It can't be an order until you're CEO.
Dixon, then.
Declined,
Dixon said.
Okay, O'Donnell.
Pass.
Dixon said,
Reacher until he goes to jail, then Nagley. All in favor?
Three hands went up. You'll regret this, Reacher said. I'll make you regret it.